What have you learned so far in your first Formula E season?
I've learned that it's a very eventful category. Well, basically, I've learned what I kind of expected it to be. It's always the very unpredictable, eventful, and challenging in its own ways. It's a very different platform than any other racing championship out there. But certainly the energy management in combination with, you know, racing is very tricky, because you constantly need to judge whether it's wise to, you know, consume more energy at that point of the race to attack or defend, or if it's wiser to save for later, and that kind of instinct and judgment. It's a constant going process in communication with the team.
And would you advise other F2 or F3 runner-ups to come to Formula E as well?
Of course. I mean, I think it's a great championship. There are lots of manufacturers involved. It's already a big championship. There are lots of good drivers and big names which have won many things in their career and in big, like, championships in motorsport. So the level is super high, and it's a very innovative and quickly kind of developing series in every area and aspect. So yeah, I certainly advise everyone to go this route.
And looking at Berlin, key factor for the best result, tire or energy saving? Tires or energy saving? Or energy management?
Today it was probably more down to energy and track position rather than tires.
And would you say fan boost is helping, or?
I didn't have it today, so.
And what do you think would be the ideal track temperature for Berlin?
Ask the engineers.
Okay.